Rock 94.5 celebrates a decade of rocking the Inland Northwest.
Rock 94.5. Flashback.
Whoa. In this moment, Maria, the alto soprano.
They used to be in a band together, and we used to all play.
Me and Jeff used to play in a band together, and me and Maria kind of hooked up, and then Jeff joined up right away, and then we just everything kind of formed really fast because it was.
And then we found Blake on MySpace, and we stole Jesse from another band, and we were a go.
Had nothing to do with it. So how did you know that they were the ones?
I had butterflies in my stomach and a feeling of almost throw up.
They didn't kill each other.
No.
They had to go through my rigorous tryout process.
No, once we started writing, we all just knew. Like, it fit, and we all just, our personalities and the way we write and everything just fit.
Now, it also makes a mention of that first big concert you did at Madison Square Garden. Was that kind of the big shining moment for you?
That was... Yeah.
What was that?
Which one? I don't remember that show.
Was that real? No. It was like, you know, people work their whole lives. Like, our manager plays bass for Ozzy, and he told us, you know, for as long as he's been in music, you know, and I don't even know how old he is. I probably shouldn't even say
that. Is that Rudy Sarzo?
No, Blasco.
Okay, yeah, Blasco. Yeah.
He's like, this is the first time he's ever played there. You know what I mean? And he's been in a lot of different bands, and he played it. And this is our first album, and so for us to have that opportunity was definitely... We were all just like, ooh.
Yeah. You got to understand, too, it wasn't just Madison Square Garden. It was like one thing after another. It was like Ozfest, Megadeth, then Ozzy Osbourne tour playing arenas across the U.S., and then Madison Square Garden being one of those arenas on Christmas.
You know, wow.
It's hard to keep it all in like a perspective. It's just all so...
So everything else was just a blur after that.
Yeah, now it's over.
No.
No, that's just... It's weird to think that we even did that whole tour and like we played that. Yeah. And now, you know, we're ready to take our next step in our careers, but it's just pretty amazing.
Which brings you to the Rock Hard at the Park tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Rock Hard at the Park.
Celebrating 10 years as Spokane's best rock. Rock 94.5.